With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Tom Dumontier. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. If you see Harold and Kumar escape from Guantanamo Bay, try not thinking about the Odyssey, that epic Greek poem which chronicles Odysseus' voyage home after the Trojan War. On the surface, Harold and Kumar are nothing like Odysseus. They possess no cunning, no wit. You would never call them godlike. They eat copious amounts of lotus, smoke a lot of weed, and epitomize bad behavior. The duo is, however, on a journey to their Ithaca, aka Amsterdam, where they hope to find peace, pot, and a pair of Penelopes. The film is even laced with nymphs, sirens, and a cyclops that seems more interested in a good cuddle than in the taste of human flesh. If you have continually substituted your favorite bong for a favorite book, this comparison may be rather elusive. But don't worry, Harold and Kumar has something for everyone, in that it aims to offend everyone. Not one race, creed, or moral platitude is left untarnished by this crass cinematic battering ram. Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay is not a feel-good movie. It's an if-it-feels-good-do-it movie, a cheap riot that, for all practical purposes, should have gone straight to DVD. Fans of the first film will be pleased with another mind-altering cameo from Neil Patrick Harris. Only Christopher Walken could dredge up such brilliant and twisted self-parody. Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay offers some ripe satire and proves that low art is at its best when it's shameless and off the deep end. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Tom Dumontier. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video on 250 West just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursday and Saturday at 2:20, Friday morning at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.